Talking with number 28, Johnny Reagan. How often when you meet people the first time, do they mispronounce your last name and go Raging, like Raging Cajuns?
I mean, not a lot of people say my last name when they first meet me and stuff, but I mean, when announcers say my name, it happens quite often.
Now, you're from Wilsonville, an Oregonian, mm-hmm. but to start your college career, you were with Cal, yeah. and you ended up getting on the field as a true freshman, but then you were able to transfer without having to sit out. What was that whole process like?
Yeah, you know, that was just kind of a myself and the NCAA talking and speaking about a hardship waiver for me to kind of get home and be able to help out with my family. My sister became ill with a pretty serious right. Illness, and, you know, I just needed to be closer to home.
Yeah, it was awesome that worked out. And so you arrive here. By the way, good timing.
definitely good timing.
You become, you make your bones on special teams. You get into the rotation. What kind of, I guess, a whirlwind is that for you? From you're not sure if you're going to be playing to all of a sudden you end up in the national title game.
Yeah. No, I've said that a couple times before, and it was an amazing experience to be able to kind of have my waivers approved and get into the program and just get on the field and get acclimated. Get accustomed to everything here at Oregon and how it works, and then it helped that I came in the winter, so I kind of got to go through winter, go through spring, and then eventually get into fall camp, you know. But I was trying to keep the same mentality, like I would be able to play, just to keep my spirits up and my motivation up. And then when it came time to me actually being able to play, you know, it was kind of a big weight off my shoulders, so it was an awesome experience.
A couple of weeks ago, you traveled down to Pac-12 Media Day in Southern California. You got to represent the program. What kind of cool experience was that, getting to be one of the faces of Oregon football for that day?
It was awesome. Yeah, it was definitely a blessing. You know, Royce and I went down there, had a great time speaking to the media, kind of doing some photo shoot stuff with Pac-12 and Fox Sports and things like that. And, yeah, it was just really an honor to be able to represent the team I grew up loving and the team I want to play well for, and just my home state team.
Yeah, change at the top of the defense. And while you've only got to experience Coach Hoke's new system during the 15 practices, and I guess today, but you know your teammates that side of the ball, what are your thoughts kind of early on switching schematically from the 3-4 to the 4-3?
Yeah, you know, I think we always embrace change. It's an awesome opportunity for us to kind of get with a new D coordinator who brings a new persona and a new energy. Opportunity for all of us to show what we can do and show that we're ready to have a great year.
Now, obviously, especially in that front seven, a lot of guys left, graduated, you know, Defoe getting drafted as now one of the more experienced guys. Do you feel a natural obligation to kind of step up and kind of guide the younger guys? I guess you would call it a leadership role.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, a lot of weight is placed on the shoulders of the seniors in our program, and so that's kind of a role I've stepped into and just embraced, you know, on and off the field, just helping guys if they have anything going on in their everyday lives and helping them learn the playbook and just kind of being someone that they can look up to and someone they can look to as a catalyst on the field.
You know, obviously, as a student athlete, and like I said, you represented the Ducks going down to Southern California, but for anybody who doesn't know, last year you were first team all-conference academically. How much pride do you take in that?
You know, I take a lot of pride in that. My mom had just told me from a young age to just do well in school, and she'd be proud of me, so, and just do the best I could. So I've always just been trying to do the best I could, and it's worked out pretty well for me.
All right, one final thought. I mean, it was spring. You got to face Dakota Prukop, who got here like not like Vernon Adams last year, who seemed like he showed up at game day and started, and Travis Johnson. From an analytical point of view as a defender, what do you see and like about those guys as the front runners to be the quarterback?
Yeah, you know, I mean, just from a kind of broad perspective, I think they both show a great control of the offense. They both definitely have great arms and they're good runners. So, like I've said a few times, I'm not qualified to make that decision and kind of speak on that just because I'm a linebacker. But, you know, I think they're both candidates, and I'm just excited to see what they do through fall camp.
All right, awesome. Hey, we appreciate you stopping by. You stay healthy and
definitely.
Have a great season.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Johnny.